Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Noelle Bittinger with Bittinger Team Realtors in Canton, Michigan. Last year, she, her husband Lee, and team closed 154 transactions with a total sales volume of $43 million and a GCI of $1.2 million. Her average sales price was $282,000, of which 39% were buyers and 61% were sellers. In her best year, 2005, she sold 176 homes worth $42 million. Noelle has a 13-member team, 4 realtors, 1 operations director, 1 listing manager, 1 closing manager, 1 field manager, 3 contractors, a bookkeeper, a photographer, and a digital marketing group, and 2 team leaders. Noelle is the team leader of the Bittinger team. She's been an agent for 34 years and works the Detroit, Ann Arbor market. In this call, Noelle talks about failing her licensing exam the first attempt, yet selling 30 homes her first year. Exactly what she did to get such a fast start. Working with her spouse for 34 years and why it's critical to establish clearly defined roles. How systems can set you free. What is a system? How can you set up a system? And examples of systems. Software that digitizes your system and gets all your team members on the same page. How she gets 57% of her business by repeat and referrals from past clients, including her annual marketing plan. Why she hosts 3 client parties per year instead of 1. How she gets 31% of her business from internet leads. What is her number 1 best internet lead source and the company she hired to run her internet marketing? Who does a better job of converting internet leads? Agents, ISAs, or outsource? Team dynamics, compensation, profit margins, and more. Welcome to the call, Noelle.
Hi there.
Hey, Noelle. It's great to have you here. Noelle, before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
Well, it was a very, very different journey, and people still ask me, you know, how, why did you get into real estate? Both Lee and I were engineers, and as a matter of fact, we met at Ford Motor Company here in the Detroit area back in 1980-something or other, very early on. So I was actually still going to school, finishing up my last semester of school, and then we made a decision, hey, what else can we do in life rather than just engineering? Seems kind of, we were both not really too thrilled about going into, he had already been an engineer. He was working at the company at the time. He interviewed me as I was a student engineer, and then things happened from there. So then we decided, after we got together and we met and so on, we decided, hey, let's do something different from just doing engineering. What can we do? We started selling Amway and started selling a few other things. And then we said, real estate, that's what we ought to do. That'll get us into a whole different thing where we were primarily at that time, well, not primarily, we were really focused on just making more money at that time in our lives, many moons ago. things have shifted a tremendous deal in today's world, but that's where we were, and we wanted to do something different, dynamic, so that's how we got transitioned from engineering to real estate. Has no relation whatsoever, except to do something different.
Wow, well, I've got to ask right off the bat then, are you familiar with the DISC profile test?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And where do you score out on that test, the DISC?
My D is through the roof. Unbelievable. Unfortunately, Lee's D is pretty high up there, too. So a lot of butting heads, that's for sure. But I'm a D and a C. There's no question about it. And he's a D and an I, really, which is a kind of unusual, but that's what he is. But yeah, that's what we are.
Wow. Okay. So I was expecting to hear C because of the engineering,
yeah.
But you have the D and then the C secondary.
Yeah. And they're definitely, not as much C, certainly, because again, that D is very, very high. But I am extremely, they call me the Excel spreadsheet queen, and I mean, I'm very detail-oriented. There's no question about that.
You mentioned Lee, and Lee is your husband, and you and he entered the business together and been working together for all this time, correct?
Exactly. Yep. We got our licenses together, entered together. I failed my test the first time around. He laughed at me, and then we both were realtors. I passed my broker test first time around, and it took him 3 times. So there.
Oh, payback.
But yeah, we both got in the business together, and people always ask, you know, how is it that you work well together, that you work together? I can never do that with my husband or my wife. And yeah, it's been challenging. It's not always a piece of cake. You should hear us in the office sometimes. The staff certainly lets us know to quiet down because we're at it a lot of times. We don't have very well-defined roles. I've been still for 34 years now, been working on getting well-defined roles so that he doesn't interfere with what I do and I don't interfere with what he does. But we're both very curious and nosy and want to know what's happening. So if one of the agents is talking to me about a transaction that they're doing, then Lee turns his desk around because he sits about 3 feet from me and chimes in on the conversation. He enjoys doing it. I'm not going to stop him from doing it. But I do like to have that separation so that the realtors aren't confused about what the leadership is doing and who to go to at any time. But it seems to work pretty well. Very occasionally is it an issue, but not so much.
So you work together with Lee in the same room right next to each other? You said 3 feet away?
I think it's actually 2.5 feet. It's very, very close. No, it's about 4 feet or something. It's, we're in the same room. We're in, staff is right down the way there. And for 34 years, unbelievable. Live together, work together, do everything together. It's been interesting, but it's that close. So even when we travel and we go somewhere and we're booking airline flights, he says, well, no, we gotta sit together. You know, I said, it's okay, Lee. It's all right if we don't sit together. We're always sitting together anyhow. So I kind of laugh about that because it's too much togetherness.
True life partners. That is fantastic. Well, we're going to come right back to that. But before we do, I just want to get some quick information out there for everyone. So first of all, let's flash back to when you first got into real estate that first year. Did you have a fast start or a slow start?
No, it was extremely fast. It was really, really fast. As a matter of fact, the community, the real estate community was amazed at who are these guys? What's happening here? When I say fast, it was really approximately maybe 6 months. But in that 6 month period, it was unbelievable what we were doing. We learned about farming, geographical farming in our Century 21 classes back then. And they told us that that's very important to do. So we worked our neighborhood like crazy, knocking on doors, doing everything possible in the heat, in the snow, everything. And all this work was being done, you know, behind the scenes. Nobody was really seeing what we were doing. As a matter of fact, my broker then gave me a desk. Lee was still at Ford at the time, and I was full-time at the office. He had me share a desk in one of those cubicles with another realtor, and she kept coming in and seeing that I was sitting at her desk and was getting kind of annoyed. So finally, my manager spoke with me and told me that, you know what, when I hired you guys, I never thought that you were going to be here that often, and that's why I had you share a desk, and I didn't think that you were going to excel this quickly, so I guess you need your own desk. But he really didn't think that we were going to make it back then. But yeah, it was a quick rise because we did all the things that we were told to do, basically. And then all of a sudden, the listings started exploding, and we were listing everything around. And I had my mentors, and I had two realtors in the office that I really wanted to be like them when I grew up. And sure enough, I had eventually surpassed them, which was nice.
You said you had that fast start. Do you recall how many closings you had that first year?
We got our licenses in October of 1983. And in 1984, I believe we had something like about maybe 30 listings, which was pretty good for those days.
Did you say that initially you were working the real estate side and Lee was still working at Ford as an engineer?
Correct. He was still there for about 10 years after we got our licenses, but he would get out of there at 3:30. He was a manager there. He would get out of there at 3:30, come right to the real estate office and, you know, start making his phone calls. We used to go out together and knock on the doors and make phone calls. In those days, we didn't have do not call lists or anything, so we'd make calls like crazy. And then also knock on doors, send out flyers, did everything. We had an Apple IIe computer. We were the first ones to be computerized and did all of our laser printing of our postcards and everything right at home. But yeah, he stayed at Ford for a while before because he had everything there. We had insurance, we had the lease cars and all of that stuff because he was in a pretty high role there. And then finally made a decision that, hey, I think it's safe enough after 10 years, we were doing very well, that it's time for him to let go. It was a scary decision, but it was made.
Now, how long have you been in the business to date?
This October will be actually 35 years. 35 years.
Let's fast forward to today. How many homes did you sell last year, and what was the sales volume?
Well, last year we closed 154 homes, and it was approximately just a little over 43 mil.
Do you recall the GCI?
Right around 1.275. Not right around. It is 1.275 mil.
That's great. And if you were to think back, do you recall your best sales year, number of units and volume, and what year it was?
Well, it's kind of like a toss-up between last year and 2005. We had a few more units, 176 homes that we sold in 2005 versus 154 last year, but the volume was about the same. Average price ranges, of course, were different, so that's why the difference there.
And have you ever gone back and added up how many homes and volume you've done over your entire career?
Yeah, I got everything on Excel here. But every year we have what we call, it's called an income tracker. It really should be called a closing tracker because we have all kinds of trackers for everything to track everything, basically. And on that income tracker, we have all of the sales that we've made, the lead sources that they came in from, the volume, which agent did what, and that sort of thing, just to keep track of everything. But overall, as best as we can figure, there's a few years that I had some missing information, but about 4,350 homes in that 35-year period, which amounted to $967 million in volume and $26 million in GCI.
So you are coming up on becoming a billion-dollar agent.
Yeah, very, very close. But I'm wondering where all that 26 mil is.
That's not bad at all.
That's pretty good stuff.
Well, very good. It sounds like you do a lot of tracking and systems. We're going to come back to that. But before we do, I want to go back in and talk about working as a husband and wife team. You said you have very close proximity to each other. You go out and travel together. You're constantly together. And so your two D's, you must have clashed, especially initially. How have you worked that out?
No, not initially. Initially and currently, too. I mean, all the time. We know, obviously, after it's 36 years of marriage. We were married a year before we got into the business. With all of this, you kind of learn to back off sometimes and just let him or her have her way and figure out how to work together that way. We don't do everything together as far as the business is concerned. The realtors, for the most part, know, hey, come to Noel for any transactional issues, any problems you're having with the deal, any coaching, any training, all that I can take care of. Lee does do the training as far as all the internet stuff. He takes care of all of our internet leads and how to dole those out and what systems to use and that sort of thing. He's really more of the technology person. And that's primarily what he does, to coach them mostly on the buyer end as far as that's concerned. And I coach mostly on the listing end. But what he does, too, is we have a good amount of rental properties. So he has his hands full with those. I keep telling him to turn those over to management company, but he does it himself. That is a full-time job in itself.
If somebody were to walk in the office and ask, I want to talk to the team leader or the manager of this group, who would they walk up to?
I would probably say it would be me. I don't like to say that, but that is usually what it is. But his input is invaluable. I mean, whenever we have a struggle with something, both of us get together.
This audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.